In a world of rulers, grids, and pixels where creativity knows no bounds, we champion the rebels, the dreamers, and the innovators, the ones who didn't wait for permission but forged their own path in design. I'm Joanna, your fellow self-taught designer and founder of Savvy Chic Design, and this is the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. Dive with us into the story of audacity, grit, and imagination from designers who made it on their own terms. So grab your tools, ignite that spark, and let's dive into the world where every line, curve, and pixel tells a story. Hey, welcome back to another episode, and we are going to be diving into the realm of positivity. All right, now, but not just any positivity, we're talking about over positivity, if there is such a thing. Now, you know, that unstoppable optimism that sometimes feels like it might be a little bit too much. Because it's so funny how this topic came about, because I was asking myself, really, like, Joanna, are you too over positive? Are you not facing reality? But anyway, if ever you wonder whether being too positive could be a bad thing, well, you're in for a treat for today's episode. Now, the second half of this year has been just, let's say, challengingly slow. A lot of things going on. If you listened to our previous episode, you know, some medical stuff, travels, and all of these things that is happening, right? And if you're like me, you might spend hours staring at a pipeline, like wondering, what is next? Like, and yet, even amidst uncertainty, there's a voice in your head saying everything will be okay. Like, you can see where you're heading. There's just some like roadblocks currently right now. And it does sound good, right? But what if this voice is stopping you from taking action? What if it is making you complacent? Like, think about that. All right. Now, running a business, oh, it's scary as hell. The ups and downs, the competition, the unpredictable nature of it all. There are times like I really say, like, being an entrepreneur is for the crazy one. Like, you need to have, you know, that tenacity, and really just, it's not for the faint of heart, because sometimes, right? Because what we do is that amidst the storm, we have this positivity that makes us feel a little bit maybe invincible, but I can't help and ask. That's why I kind of just like take a pause and really say, let's talk about this. Is over positivity a bad thing, right? Is there such a thing? Kind of let's talk and dive deep into that. Now, you see, I always believe that positivity is a strength. Like, it is the one that fuels me, and I bet you as well, to keep on going. Like, it is the beacon of hope on challenging time, right? We need to be positive. You've heard about this. You've heard about a lot of motivational quote or post that talks about this, right? But then let me think as well whether excessive positivity can be too much, that it actually blinds us to the reality. Now, because in the whole thought, right, of that, we cannot be ignorant of the very challenging that demands our attention, right? We need to also be mindful of the thing. So let me break it down, because I was really like looking into it, like, how can we do it? And it made me realize, like, am I doing this or this, right? So here's what I've learned, is that what is the difference between denial versus positivity? First, there is always a thin line between positivity and denial, right? Because denial, if we Google it, it's really like refusing to accept the reality. While it's great to believe that there are like better days ahead, right? Like, oh, there's going to be like light after the tunnel. Kind of that saying, right, is equally crucial to acknowledge also the current situation. And I actually had a launch meeting with a friend, a business friend here, and she's a strategist. She helps a lot. And acknowledging and being able to really have that conversation allowed me to acknowledge what is currently happening in the situation of the business. And being able to see that really helped me a lot, that, hey, everything that I'm going through is things that I need to acknowledge, but how can I be able to make sure that I am not denying any of the reality that is happening. So for example, right, your pipeline is dry. Perhaps it's time to strategize rather than just hope. And I love it because you know how at the beginning of this year, 2022, we've really planned out the whole 2023 whole quarterly, monthly pipeline. And then things happen. Things just like, oh my gosh, overwhelmingly it's just happened this year. I'm just like, oh, I can't, right? With everything. Now, when I had that conversation, it kind of just solidified the things that I was thinking to strategize again and see which one is working or if I need to pivot in some areas to make sure that next year, the next year, if things happen, like maybe there's a dip on inquiry or maybe project, that I can work on this strategy and implement it and kind of just being able to stabilize the business. So I think you ought to really also consider, like, are you in a denial stage or are you acknowledging that things are going on? And then you can then strategize rather than just hope for the best without even doing, right? Now, here's one thing also I really love about this when I was like looking for pointers about this is that the difference between action and complacency. And over-positivity can really actually lead us to complacency. I agree with that, right? So like, for example, why bother making changes if it's going to be all right anyway, right? But I think that real positivity, if we believe that better outcome is going to happen, there ought to be action steps that needs to be done. So for example, if our pipeline is drying up, like, how many people are you talking? Are you being able to connect with other people? Are you dropping some information that people can find you? Like all of these things are action steps, right? And we are not just complacent to just, oh, maybe everything will be okay. Maybe third quarter or fourth quarter will be okay. So I'll just do without even kind of strategizing and maybe shifting some things in order to provide a better outcome. So think about whether you're taking action or you're starting to be complacent with the type of positivity that you have. Now, another thing is growth versus stagnation or being stagnant, right? Like if you're always content with where you are, then where's the push for growth? Like being overly positive, as they say, might make us overlook areas that are genuinely needs improvement. And the good thing at times when things are not working the way we want to work, we try to see, it gives us a bit of an overall picture, like, hey, which one is not working? Because so what I'm doing right now is that, you know, things are really good. I think it's just not where I wanted to be for this quarter. But then I realized, okay, what are the actions that I'm no longer doing? What are the time? What are the things that I need to kind of adjust a little bit and see where we can be more profitable, where it's not being profitable, where am I spending my time? How am I going to spend my time? So there's a lot of things, right, that is affecting everything that when you rerun to our business. But when it allows us to kind of pause, accept reality, create action, and then identify rooms for improvement, it then still help us on the next quarter, on the next month, as we move forward with our business. Now, another thing that we want to focus on is actually the value of negative emotion, because like fear, anxiety, doubt aren't bad in themselves. I had this one, right? So I don't know if I've shared any of this. So recently, I just personally decided that I would love to go into therapy. There are certain anxieties that is just within, that is just overwhelming me a little bit. And I said, you know what, if I can afford a coach, $1,000s every month to look into business, I think this is a self-care for me to take care of what's happening in different components of my life as an entrepreneur, as a wife, as a person, as a woman, as a daughter, as everything that I play a role in my life, right? And I like how she actually really said, like, you know, our minds and our body manifest the type of fears and anxiety, right? And with our mind, we can actually shift it and think, oh, let's be positive. Let's remove that one. But our body, the more it does affect it, and it takes a little bit of a shift before our body to actually be stable or to go back to where it is, right? Of course, that is the bad type of anxiety of some sort. But having fear and anxiety and doubt are not really bad in itself. It's just the degree on how we let all of this emotion control us. It's basically that, right? But these are actually signals. So if there's fear, if there's anxiety, like what is causing my anxiety? Why am I fearful? Like what is happening? Then in order for me to know, then I can address it, right? With this negative emotion, there was an acknowledge, you acknowledge it, you see what's going on, and then you address it, right? And then they say that because it lets you just let you work. But they said that if you are over positive, like too much positivity, you might mute those signals that is happening, right? You're brushing it off. You're just like, oh no, everything will be okay. Everything will be okay because you're in denial, or you're starting to be complacent, or you're not there to improve anything. Then those helpful signals that is causing negative emotion will be muted, and then you didn't actually listen to it. So you know how there's like, it's like a self-awareness of what you want, self-awareness in order for you to make sure that you are not over positively controlling all of these things that you ought to be mindful of as well. So if you'll be, you're like, so, you know, with this one, right, as we wrap up, I think here's the thing that I think we need to understand, like our feelings, whether they're overwhelming positive or not, are valid. It's how we act on them makes all the difference. It truly is, because it can really be powerful. It can really be overwhelming. And sometimes it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just costing a lot. But if we really act on it, it really makes a difference at all. So thank you for joining me in today's episode. You know, kind of thinking, it was just like, there was really like, I really asked this to someone, is there such thing as over positivity? Like, is it bad? Am I just being like a fool here, like knowing that everything will be okay? So if you're actually feeling that one, hey, we're all in this together, right? But remember, the journey is as crucial as the destination. Like, we need to stay balanced, stay informed, and always stay connected with one another, right? We want to be connected with ourselves, connect with other people, and it's just so amazing that we have this community of self-taught designers here in our podcast, just as helping each other when there are just some things going on in your business. And I hope you're actually really finding this podcast really helpful for you all. Now, before I go, please do make sure to download, subscribe, and give us a feedback. I've actually also just launched the Instagram, and wherein you can share some stories or anything that you would love to share as a self-taught designer. That is our space. So if ever you have any thoughts, and if you think you would love to be our guest here in our podcast, you have a story to share, fun stories, stories of frustration, or maybe something that can relate with this topic, let me know. Go ahead and check out savvyshakedesign.com/podcast-guest-application. Answer the question, we'll get that. If everything resonates, we can surely then have the conversation, schedule an initial call, and then do the recording after that, because I want this to be not just a script of me saying all the thoughts that I think, but I want it to be a platform for us all. So thank you so much again for joining me. Till next time, all right, have a wonderful day. And there we have it, another episode diving deep into the world of self-taught designer. We truly hope this stories and insight continue to inspire and fuel your creative journey. Remember, every professional was once an amateur, and every expert began as a beginner. A big thanks to our guests, sponsors, and especially you, our listener. Your support makes every episode a new adventure. If you find value in today's discussion, consider sharing this podcast with a friend, subscribe, or leave us a review. Your feedback that only help us grow, but also reach out more self-taught designers out there. So stay curious, keep pushing those boundaries, and always trust in your unique design journey. I'm Joanna, and this has been the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. See you next time.